Listening 97, The Cranky Doctor, Part 2. 3 weeks ago, a patient arrived at my surgery escorted by two policemen. He was a thief on trial, a New York thief who'd been caught here in Alabama. While he was at the local court, however, he fell on the floor saying he was ill. I immediately reached my conclusion. He was obviously trying to avoid trial and the inevitable verdict of the judge and jury. As a doctor, it makes me sick when people take advantage of the fact that illness can keep them out of court. This thief was claiming he had a temperature, but that he didn't have flu. He had malaria from a recent trip to Asia. He then asked for a prescription. The thief also said he needed tablets for an infection and showed me his feet. According to him, the infection was caused by a fungus, but I couldn't see any fungus. If he had a fungus infection, it had obviously healed already. As far as I'm concerned, his only illness was in his genes. He was a born thief, and there's no prescription or tablet that can stop someone being a thief. "Back to court, thief," I said. "There's only one prescription I have for you. A trial, a judge, and a jury. Very soon they will deliver their verdict, and I hope you've got a will, because in the state of Alabama, we have the death penalty." As he was taken out of my surgery, he was saying he'd complain to the medical board. I told him he could complain to the medical board for the rest of his life. The medical board would never listen to a thief.